Hi, I'm Hollis Walker, opinion page editor at the Durango Herald, and this is Focus 2021, a collaboration with KSUT Public Radio. When Kristi Zeller first heard about protesters picketing the house of San Juan Public Health Director Leanne Gillone, she thought, I know what that feels like. Zeller is executive director of the Energy Council, a regional trade organization representing the gas and CO2 industries. She struggled through a similarly difficult period of harassment in the mid-2010s. While her situation wasn't exactly like Gillone's, her house wasn't picketed, for example, she was regularly and personally threatened by people opposed to her professional opinions. It was annoying, unnerving, and frightening at times. On at least five occasions, when Zeller was testifying at governmental hearings, sheriff's deputies or others had to escort her to her car because people in the audience had been heard making threatening remarks. Sometimes when she reached her car, it was surrounded by angry people. It feels dangerous to be a target, she said. Zeller began keeping a log of incidents and copies of threatening documents. She asked police to add patrols to her street. People wrote nasty letters to the editor. One even wrote a mean poem about her. A local cartoonist published numerous unflattering caricatures. Angry people called her names and wrote vicious posts on social media. Individuals wrote to her board of directors, trying to get her fired. It's worth noting that her board was unwaveringly supportive. Zeller understands that people have their disagreements with her organization's policy positions. But she was just doing her job. It felt like she'd become the poster child for angry people looking for someone to blame. Zeller hopes speaking out now won't revive any of the animosity she experienced in the past. But she feels it's important to note that this kind of harassment isn't intrinsically Democratic or Republican, liberal or conservative. People just get mad and want to put a face on the enemy. For Zeller, even though the public harassment has died down, she remains ever alert to personal threats. And she realized she can never again be just Kristi Zeller, ordinary person. Instead, she'll always be identified by her professional position. She loves her job, but whatever I do as an individual is always seen as representing the Energy Council, she said. As a result, I've lost my voice for anything else I care passionately about. Because of the threats and harassment of public health officials this year, a bill is making its way through the Colorado Assembly that would add public health workers to a statute that prevents doxing by allowing them to remove their personal information from public databases. The law already similarly protects social service workers. At least 20 public health directors across the state of Colorado have left their jobs since the advent of COVID-19 due to public animosity, including threats and harassment similar to what Gillone has experienced. The first time the crowd showed up at my door with signs, flags, and bullhorns was extremely jarring, Gillone testified at an assembly hearing. But it's actually the steady creep as a result of doxing, the constant worry about who else has my personal address and phone number, and what kind of ill intent they may harbor that does the most damage. We support such statutory solutions as long as they do not unnecessarily curtail free speech. Protesting is appropriate to our democratic paradigm. Threats of harm, inciting violence, and intimidation are not. Whatever our politics, we must together oppose such behavior. Kristi Zeller loves Durango. This is her community. And the community is a supportive one, caring and compassionate, particularly when the chips are down, she says. After a big blizzard, neighbors always show up to help each other out, she pointed out. Why can't we treat each other like every day is a snow day, she asks. If you're interested in talking about these topics, join me and other Durangoans for a Zoom meeting at noon on the last Friday of each month. Just send me an email at hwalker@durangoherald.com and I'll send you the link. Thanks for listening to Focus 2021.